Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I'm going to call this segment, Zo, the news dump. Sound good? We'll get to your boy Derek in a bit. Jim's going to cut that down. You let him go on for 3 minutes yesterday.
It was good quality stuff.
Okay. Well, he needs to trim that down to do a recap.
No.
I got a bunch of news items I want to lay on everybody right now.
Yeah, some stuff is.
You heard some of it, obviously, with Christian Arcand, but some of it needs a little more context. We'll work our way maybe from least important to most important. Sony Michel was back at Patriots practice today. Off the PUP and ready to participate today, and was splitting reps with Damian Harris. Greg Bedard tweeted this. Sony Michel was back for the Patriots. He looked lighter, quicker. N'Keal Harry had his right leg wrapped at one point, but did not miss any snaps in the practice today. And another rough practice for the Patriots passing offense, according to Greg Bedard. He's not the only one saying that. There are other tweets sort of indicating that as well, but there are a number of tweets out there today on the return of Sony Michel back at practice today when he may have been getting to a point in this camp that people have started to decide that he is no longer the team's best running back. Mike Reese wrote today that Sony Michel's return, a top personnel storyline. His fresh legs showed he looked fast, adding another layer to the position. So he comes back today and looks really good, Sony Michel. Did he need to be poked and prodded to get out there today and go do it?
That's so far. It's so hard for me to estimate, you know, the speed that he plays with now. Because you sit there and you're like, okay, we were down at camp last year, and if we saw Sony, we'd be saying he looks faster?
No.
That's hard to judge. That's so hard to judge. You got to take that with a grain of salt. I mean, the other guys have been out there working or sore. This guy's, it's day one for him.
Was there any indication he was coming back today?
No, I don't think so.
I didn't think so.
I think that's more important. The fact he's out there is good.
And things are a little different now because the coverage can't be what it typically is.
Right.
There's no locker room access. There's no on, and at this time of year, on field access after practice.
That's going to be tough for
that stuff doesn't really exist.
It's going to be tough for beat reporters to, you know, work those relationships with those guys.
I mean, a week ago, we saw reports that Sony Michel, no sure thing for week one. Not sure he'll be ready for week one.
I mean, it was only like,
and the storylines have been Damian Harris has had a great camp, and he's running his ass off out there. He looks great.
It was only two years ago that James Harrison was here, and he was getting lotion rubbed on his back. So,
wait, what?
The beat writers, you can't get in tight with these guys. You can't develop relationships where you rebuild stories.
I'm so lost.
Remember James Harrison 2 years ago was there, and he's like, hey, Chris Price, rub some lotion on my back.
Yes. I was like, what?
I was like, oh, huh? don't do that.
I was very confused by what the hell that meant.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, no, you're right. I mean, things are way different from that. That was not usual, though, either. That's one item, which we can further discuss. Again, 617-779-0985. Another item, Bruce Cassidy has just announced his goalie tonight will be Yaroslav Halak.
No kidding.
No That's surprise
good.
There.
Right. Good. Good, good, good.
You got something else on the Bruins he just said?
Yes. Yeah.
They have one forward that's going to be a game-time decision. They might have to dress 7D.
Who is
it? Or Connor Clifton might play forward.
Who is the... He didn't identify the player?
I think he identified the player.
T-Blades, who do you think it could be?
It's got to be Pasternak.
Pasta. That's what I said. Pasta.
Okay. Oh, wonderful.
Well, defer to Mr. Hockey. What do you think, Mr. Hockey?
Yay.
T-Blades.
That'd be Pasternak.
Didn't I just say that?
Let me come in and slap you.
Okay.
All right, no surprise there.
All the calls we used to get on Krug playing forward.
Yes.
Now, if they go for 7D and one plays forward, it's going to be
clipped. But yeah, Jimmy, they should make Krug a forward.
He can't play on the right because he's a lefty.
Yeah, he's an offensive D-man, but I think he's good enough to play forward.
He should have never moved that puck between his skates that went right out of the blue.
The Rangers series. Yeah. Holy crap.
Oh, man. Look at this kid. Look at this
What's
kid
this
go.
Guy doing as a defenseman? He's All right, so that's the latest from the Bruins. That's the Bruins news item. There is also a Celtics news item. I don't think the league is going to shut down. I really don't see it happening. I actually don't think the Celtics are going to quit and go home. I don't see that happening either, or any other team. But you know what I could see? I could see skipping a game or something within the bubble. And that might be what is about to happen for game one of Celtics-Raptors. Just heard Arcan talking about it in headlines. So the Celtics have discussed this, as have the Raptors. What have they discussed? What have they talked about? If they're planning some sort of protest that will get attention, do you know how that could play out?
How?
They go to the game. They get ready for the game. They go through a pregame as they typically would, go through the anthem, etc., whatever it is. And then as soon as they are about to go out for the tip, they all walk off the court. Because if they tell you right now, we're not playing game one.
What's one game?
We're not playing.
What is one game going to solve?
Schedule-wise, it doesn't matter. If they go game two scheduled for Saturday, in the Western Conference might have two game sevens on Saturday. They're already two games ahead of the Western Conference. So schedule-wise, it makes sense what you're saying.
So what they could do is, I mean, if they were to come out right now and say, nope, we're not playing game one, well, fine. Everyone makes their, fine. There's no televised coverage. They shut it down. We're not carrying the game live on the radio. What if all of a sudden they go out there and that's when they decide to do the protest as soon as that game is about to be tipped off? Well, now all of a sudden they can stay on the court. They can, whatever message they want to convey, they can try and convey in that moment. They will have media availability probably immediately following that. There's going to be television coverage of it. There's going to be, not that radio coverage is a sort of a national thing, it's more of a local thing, but there are the coverage of the game and the slotted coverage of the game still exists.
Think about March 10th, March 11th, whatever day the Rudy Gobert thing happened. That turned into a news event the rest of the night.
Yep.
On the ESPN. Scott Van Pelt went on for like 3 hours.
Right.
Talking about COVID. It was a different subject, but similar scenario. They had all this airtime to fill, and they had to fill it with something.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
And they could not only fill the airtime in that national window, they could make themselves available to talk to ESPN. They could do that. It's a possibility. I would not rule it out when you start hearing that both teams have talked about it and maybe are talking to each other. Are they in the same hotel? I forget the hotel assignments.
Good question.
I have to look.
The better teams were in that Destano or whatever.
Two and three seats, probably in the same hotel.
Yeah. I think the better teams were in
The Raptors and Celtics were originally in the same thing, the Grand Destino, and let's assume they're still there. That means they're in the same hotel, too.
Mm. And the game is on ESPN.
Could they potentially get fined by the league for...
I don't think the league would fine them.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying conduct detrimental, your agreements and your rights agreements.
We'll go home then. That's what they say. They say we'll go home.
The TV.
That happens, they say, okay, well, we're going to go home now.
Okay.
The league is not going to fine them. I don't think they would. The league has not expressed anything other than support for their players. And if they decided to do that, I think the league would back them. I do not believe the league would alienate their players or alienate their fans that agree with their players. I don't think they would do that. And I think we might be in for that. Schedule-wise, it can work out. They'd be using the game as their platform to do something. And that's not shutting it down. That's not going home. That's not ending the bubble. It's not any of those things. I really don't think that's going to happen. But this could be something within the bubble that they feel they could do.
Yeah, it sure could be.
How do you come back? How do you come back for game two? If it's about the statement you're making, if it's about, hey, we're not going to play until something happens, how do you come back for game two?
Well, yeah, that's my question.
If that's their message, right? I mean, if they say we're not playing because we can't possibly play in these times, then you'd be right.
Well, that's right?
Well, then you got to go home.
If you're that affected and you can't play because you're thinking so much about this, how do you return like 2 days later or a day later and play again? And then say everything's okay now. What does... You see what I'm saying?
No, I get what you're saying. That's what Christian just said.
Yeah, okay.
That's what he's saying.
Okay.
Also, they don't want to be a distraction from these issues, right? I mean, that's the big thing. That's what they were all saying. George Hill just said the other day, we shouldn't even come here. We're distracting from these issues. You go back and play game two?
It depends on what they say that night.
I just really think as players you play and use your ability to get in front of so many people as your platform. You're athletes. People come to you anyway. People want to hear from you.
This is now a sub-story to game one. Do they get to the point where they actually play the game?
It's interesting how we didn't have Stevens today.
He's going to join us tomorrow at this time, 12:20 tomorrow. He's going to be on with us.
All right.
So, again, if that's what's going to happen, do you think he's going to tell us?
No. But he's in line. He's in line with whatever they want to do, I think, you know? Stevens is in full support.
We'll talk to Bob Soucy today at 12:20. That would be next segment. Ooh. We'll see what happened down there at Patriots camp today. It's on the way.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand here at 12:21. Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. We welcome in Bob Soucy, the voice of the New England Patriots. Bob is brought to you by PropSwap, joining us from Foxborough today after
Bob.
Another Patriots practice. Bob, how are you? Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, Beto. Good afternoon. Nice to talk to you today.
We were just talking about Sony Michel's return to practice today and some of the observations we've seen on Twitter. What were your observations of the Patriots running back being back on the field?
Well, I thought he looked fresh, relatively speaking, for, you know, first time out there, obviously. I think Damian Harris and Rex Burkhead seemed to me show more quickness, exhibit more quickness, but I think that may be the case anyway. But I thought Sony looked like he had fresh legs out there.
Saw your comments on Dalton Keene, and I heard you this morning. Does he seem to be feeling more comfortable? Because this time last week, he really looked like he was struggling.
Yeah, I think so. So, and you know, you see it early in practices when they're really refining route running, and now we're seeing combo routes. Talked about a little bit yesterday.
This is the tight end. It's a rookie tight end. Second rookie tight end they drafted. Just to clarify, go ahead, Bob.
Yeah. Absolutely, and you know that it's a demanding position in any offense, but especially.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, Cam Newton is scheduled to talk in about 6 minutes. He may begin early. So, what?
There's a picture of Mike Reese in his trunk on a Zoom call waiting for this.
We'll get to that.
Good.
So as soon as Cam Newton is speaking and holding his press conference on the Zoom call, we will air that live. So don't go anywhere. We're not going to take another break until Cam talks.
Yeah. But you can see all the guys on the Zoom call, the reporters, and Reese is sitting in his trunk. Now, if there's anybody in the media that would fit nicely inside their trunk, he would be at the tops of the list. That's not a short guy joke. What's funny is he was sitting in his trunk with his mask on. Hey, I'm all for protection, right? And that, but once you're in your car, your own car, like you'd be driving down the street and there's a guy with a mask on driving a car, two hands on it. I'm like, a little over the top there, buddy. But maybe he doesn't have great filtration in his car, the air system.
I cracked on it on Twitter.
He could also, I've thought of this
because I've seen the people that drive around with the masks on
and
the gloves on. And I'm like, what? And you know what? You forget, like, people could be making deliveries, like, that are frequently in and out of their car.
That's true.
You know? Like, but.
Yeah, have you had that random car just pull in your driveway and you're like, well, who's this guy? Oh, it's Amazon.
Oh, it's Amazon. Like, or it's Instacart or it's whoever. And those people are in and out of their car all day. Like, you know? That might be why. And you don't want to, after you've been touching all the stuff, you don't want to touch your mask for people who are working.
That's true.
So sometimes it's people who are working. But I've seen it, and it does look really weird. Like, dude, you're in your car.
Or a lady, like an older lady, and just like, she's riding around with her pocketbook on her lap. And
but no, reporter in the sitting in the trunk of his car doing a virtual press conference. I'm not sure what the need of the mask is there.
I'm not sure. He took it off, by the way. I hammered him on Twitter.
Perfect.
Jesus. Come on, Mikey. I scared the hell out of him this morning. I went over to do a show there, and he was doing a stand-up out in the parking lot. He was way out in front of Showcase Live to get the wide shot. So I snuck around the back with my truck and came speeding up right on him. Hold the horn down. He almost crapped his pants and jumped right out of his shoes. Scared the hell out of him for ESPN. He was doing a live shot on Get Up, I think. So maybe he saw me on Get Up.
You're driving
the ESPN might flag, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get to something that was said on Colin Cowherd's show, shall we?
Sure.
You know, his take has been for months now, Pats are tanking. They're going
for Trevor Lawrence. Right.
Right?
6-10 ain't going to get you Trevor Lawrence, but go ahead.
And listen to what he believes the Patriots are. He's take committed now, as Felger and Maz would say. Take committed. He says this.
My number one bet on the board this year is bet the under on New England. Foxbet has their over-under at 9. I think it's an outrageously high number. I think it's a 6-win football team. So here are my over-under bets, my 5. The Patriots lost 4 of their last 6 games. Jamie Collins was their leading sacker, gone. Kyle Van Noy got more hits on the quarterback than anybody, gone. They had a league-leading 8 players opt out. They return only 5 starters, and they play 7 games against playoff teams in the NFL. That's an NFL high. Cam had no camp. Cam shared snaps for a few practices. This is not a 9-win team. To me, New England is a 6-7 win team tops.
See, I've heard that take before, but it was usually with Hoyer or Stidham as the quarterback. And the people that think Cam is going to be the quarterback gives you a shot to win a division. 6-10 ain't winning a division. That's a low number, 6. 6-win team?
He thinks putting it at 9 is outrageously high.
Belichick's a 6-win team? You think Belichick's not? Hey, we were down there last week. They move around, man. It was an energetic practice. I think it was different in other years. Now it was only one day I saw. But they're flying around more. Can you get younger and faster? Can you get younger guys than Hightower, than Van Noy, than Collins? And you know, you hear that Winovich is making this push. Uche is going to be in the mix now. He's starting to look like Jamie Collins a little bit. Yeah, Bentley, we've been waiting to see what the final thing was going to be on Bentley. Good leadership right there at the mic position. Hard hitter. And he got hurt in the preseason. So and some of these young guys have to turn a corner. He is right from that respect. You lose a lot in your linebacking crew. Guys that can get to the quarterback. You got to get to the quarterback in this league. If you can't, you're going to be in trouble. You know, Mayo and Steve have to find a damn good mix to get pressure. And that was a big concern last year. Were they going to pull back? No, they continued to try and pressure, attempt to pressure. They didn't get there all the time. But at the beginning of the year, they were crushing people. So teams get you on film, they adjust a little bit. And then you hit a little bit of a wall when you face a team like Baltimore and Houston that do a little of that two-back, two-tight-end stuff, and a quarterback that can run. Gives you a little problem. So, hard for me to believe they're a six-win team.
But he's tank committed. So they've got to be bad in his mind.
The 6-10 is not tanking for Trevor. You've got to be 1-15, 0-16.
What if they can't throw the football, though? How's this team look?
It's a big concern
to get their wins.
You got to throw the football in this league to win. That is a big concern of mine because I see the same. We did this the other day. Do you feel good? Do you feel worse? Do you feel better? Or do you feel worse about, I'll give you a name, Muhammad Sanu. I kind of feel the same. But I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt because he was hurt last year. But I don't see him separating out there. And if Cam's going to be a little sporadic with the accuracy and it's going to be all over the place, that's going to be problematic for you.
This is what I sort of wonder about this team. Are they committed to adding to the roster to be able to win? Again, whether that's veterans at the end of camp, possibly a trade at some point, something. Are they committed to adding to the roster if need be? They were committed to it last year.
They went after Antonio Sanu. Brown. Yeah, they tried
to
get Antonio Brown.
They did a lot. They added to the team. They recognized the need at the start of the season in camp. They went through that camp. It was putrid. We watched it, Zoe.
Yep.
And it was a problem. They could the passing offense was an issue in camp, and guess what? We're getting those same reports today. So what, if anything, is different from a year ago? Is it because they look at this year as sort of a bridge year or a rebuilding year, whatever you want to phrase it, that they say, well, no, we're not going to do that this year. We're not going to go for the quick fix. We're more about trying to, get our footing and start figuring out this team, and it's a development year.
Yeah.
Or do they say, no, we can be a 10-11 win team if we add player X, Y, or Z? And I think they could be an 11-win team, but not with their current roster. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I think they're like a 10-win team right now.
Yeah. And I think he'll start to figure that out 5, 6, 7 games into it. And that's when you start like, okay, let's go for somebody here before the trade deadline. So.
What about the health of Cam Newton? Do you care about the health of Cam Newton?
This is
a really bad situation.
Absolutely.
Bad thing to say.
Absolutely.
For when? For right now, for the course of the season, or for the rest of his career? What do you really care about?
For the season.
So do I. That's what I think the Patriots care about, too. Would you shy away from running Cam Newton because you're concerned about his health?
No.
I wouldn't either.
Because that's one of his big advantages. Having him there with that size and athletic ability, that's what scares and gets defense on their heels. And not up front on their toes.
What do you have Cam Newton for if you don't want to use Cam Newton to the best of the Cam Newton abilities that he has?
Exactly.
I mean, no, I'm not saying you're going to run the ball with them.
But that was
by design, repeatedly. But you can't tell him not to run.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
That's what San Francisco did with Kaepernick, and that's how they got in a problem.
Don't do that.
Try to make it more of a pocket pass instead of just getting him outside and letting him create damage, havoc. That dude can run. If this guy's strong, especially in the red zone, down inside the 5, quarterback keeper. Let's go. Get him on the edge, RPO, off the fake, run it.
It's almost 12:48. Jim's in there shaking his head.
Of course he knew he was going to be late.
It's not happy.
It's good practice for the regular season.
Not happy.
It's what we do every Wednesday.
Get ready to float times.
Yep. Doesn't it depend on if other players are speaking?
Nope. This is a isolated room. Stephon Gilmore already spoke. Damir Bird already spoke in this virtual room. And Cam Newton's the third. Damir Bird finished up about 20 minutes ago.
I like Damir Bird. Haven't seen anything.
He's wearing a JE11 hat.
I saw that. Zoom. He's wearing an Edelman hat.
He's quick. He looks quick.
What I know of him as an NFL player, I look at that as that's a good pickup. I have no idea. He might be sucking every day. I have no idea. This is the problem.
I remember they picked him up in Jim's there in his office watching Damir Bird tape. I'm like, it's good.
Yeah, because I kept hearing good straight line speed. Great. He's got good straight line speed. Can he cut?
No. But is that what you're looking for?
Yeah.
Isn't there value? I'm just saying, isn't there value in a guy who has like great straightaway speed on the outside? There's value in
Brandon,
that.
Brandon Cooks. Piece.
Bethel Johnson.
Brandon Cooks.
Pete, better hands than Bethel Johnson.
Yeah.
But he's a piece. No, he's not. He's not going to make the All-Pro team this year. No. He's got some ability. That's all. A little bit of ability. Maybe he can learn how to cut here. Maybe that's what it is. All right, so we wait on Cam Newton then. That's
what we're going to do. So we're down in Foxborough, right? They're down in Foxborough? They have Derek in Foxborough down there, too.
We'll get to that. We're not going to get to that.
Oh, is that the...
That wasn't the Zoom.
I don't know what's going on there. Dylan in the car. Dylan.
Gentlemen, what's going on?
Hey. What's up?
Good to hear from you guys again. So I love the topic you guys talking about, the Patriots offense, and as always, I have a thought about that. You know, just in arguments with my friends, because they keep joshing me about how I'm so high on the Patriots winning 9-10 games. And I think that the reason for that is, even though they have the struggles going on in the passing game again this year in camp, I do think that the ability to run the ball that we've, you know, been harping on quite a bit here since Cam Newton got signed, especially with Damian Harris showing a lot of promise in his reps, Sony Michel coming off from PUP, Lamar Miller being kind of a question mark in that mix. I think the running game is going to allow us to do a lot of different things in the passing game that will open up quicker passing lanes over the middle. You know, Edelman with drag, you know, and slant patterns. I think Demir Byrd, what you guys were hitting on, I really like the pickup because I think he could actually be utilized in the running game, similar to how McDaniels would call fly sweeps and little push passes for Edelman. I think that Demir Byrd could be utilized in a similar way. So I actually see a lot of promise in this offense because of how different it'll be and how the opponents will have so much film on us from playing this type of football. So
okay, well, Dylan, they have to commit an extra defender to Cam Newton now. So that's supposed to help.
Hey, you better keep him upright, too. So you want some updates from the 11-on-11 down here?
Sure.
The 11-on-11 period, the team period, which I think is the most important because you have pressure in your face.
What happened?
Cam Newton went 4 of 9. He was sacked twice, once by Derek Rivers. You haven't heard that name in a while. And once by Dietrich Wise, and threw an interception to Terrence Brooks. Nearly was picked off by Stephon Gilmore, and he missed a wide open Mohamed Sanu open deep. Brian Hoyer was 4 for 8 in that period.
He wasn't much better.
Sacked by Brandon Copeland on one play. Almost picked off by Terrence Brooks. Again, woo, we got to keep an eye on this guy. Third straight day where the offense looks like it was dominated by the defense.
What did Big Boy Bedard on Big Boy Tuesday say about the offensive line?
I didn't hear any offensive line talk.
Maybe damn it. He said they're looking to make this a powerhouse running team. Yeah. Offensive line, running backs, fullback, Jakob Johnson, he talked up.
He said, oh, I heard Jakob Johnson.
But how has the offensive line performed in camp, did he say?
It's hard to tell, dude. It's so hard to tell.
Not when you're Bedard. That's what he loves, that stuff.
Yeah, but, you know, most of the stuff I've seen down there, and even the team, it's like the half-field stuff. So you got a center and the guard. You know which side it's on.
Yeah.
And it's. I just think some of the drills are advantageous for the defense. You know, because it's like if you cut the field in half, you know the guy can't go the other way. It's ball's coming this way. Like, you brace yourself a little bit better. Get you, instead you have to balance things. You think about the backs, though. It's James White, Rex Burkhead, Damian Harris, Sony Michel back today. You still have Lamar Miller. Yeah, you got a lot of guys who can run a rock. All those guys, good runners. Imagine if they had Bolden. They have six backs.
Oh, stop it. Oh, if they had Bolden. Please. They're not a six-win team, though. Come on, coward. They're not.
Yeah.
But maybe if they play 10 games.
But they've got their issues.
Yes, sir. Did you hear our mayonnaise discussion yesterday on Italian Sub? Would you put mayonnaise on Italian Sub?
So I want to talk about anything but this right now. No.
I really do hate offensive line talk.
In fact, I recently had an Italian and did not ask for mayo.
They put it on you and pissed.
I got mayo on it and I was so mad about it.
Yeah.
It's a real problem, I'm telling you.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And
what are you gonna do?
People were saying I saw the retweets that Arcand had. People trying to say that it wouldn't happen if you went to a real place.
Right.
Trust me, I went to a real place.
I had an angry email that was
very Italian, yes, sub place.
But I had an email from a guy attacking all the Italian people that went after me yesterday and saying that, you know what, it's an American sandwich, right? The bread was made here. The meats were made here. It's not even a real Italian meat, one of them.
Well, that's the dumbest conversation we've ever
gabagol.
Had.
I learned gabagol yesterday. What else did we learn yesterday, Arcan?
Mortadella.
Mortadella is a big meat a lot of people have left off. Instead of just, usually it's bologna, salami, and pepperoni.
No, it's got to be mortadella. What are you talking about?
Should be mortadella.
So anyway, yes, this happened recently, and it was awful. Wrecked a perfectly good sandwich with all that mayonnaise. Mayonnaise has no place on the Italian sub. No place on there for that. None.
I'm with you.
So what else? What else you got? You want to talk Derek and Fox?
Well, the problem with Derek, too, he said he's been dealing with a lot of haters out there.
What?
You got to hear it, man.
What haters?
All like, the green ones deal with haters.
He hasn't called us in, and he hasn't sent us some stuff, and he goes, he's been put down by all the haters out there.
Well,
and I told him, you better get the haters. You better turn that frown
Derek?
Upside down, kid.
You kidding me?
That's what I said. I said he's going to make you more. Did you ever see 8 Mile at Eminem? You don't think people were going at him? Rabbit, right? All that stuff, man.
Oh, you can't listen to the haters if you're Derek and Fox, bro.
Yep. But he's got this thing. He said he's got this unique cover. And I said, what makes it so unique? It's sort of it's a cover song of a song that's not that popular, which doesn't make sense to me because normally the really good songs are covered, right?
Normally you want to...
You cover good songs,
right? You want to cover the hits.
Yeah, play the hits. Like I would tell Bon Jovi, play the hits.
He said it was underground.
It's an underground song. Underground cover, which confuses the hell out of me. So, I'm just waiting for the email. Keep checking it here. Yep, not there.
Keep checking, dude.
Oh, yeah. What time do you think I bet you Newton's going to be 120, 123, somewhere in there.
Well, it's only 12:55.
Right.
They popped on about 5 minutes ago and said, just a couple more minutes.
Yeah. Oh, just a couple more minutes.
Yeah, sure, Jim.
We should have taken the break, Jim.
We should have.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be so braked out now.
We're in preseason form.
This is good. This gets us ready for Patriots Wednesdays. Especially after during a tough week, man. You get them condensed weeks, man. Everything changes schedule-wise.
When's Jared Stidham's press conference? When does he have his?
They don't have it. They're live streaming this, by the way. Not just, you don't have to be on this. They're live streaming it on the website, too. So they haven't done that with anybody else outside of Belichick.
Oh, there's been no Hoyer, no Stidham. Those guys don't have a special press conference, but Cam does.
Julian Edelman declared him the starter yesterday, it seemed, right? Did you see his Instagram post? And his
so tell me about that, because I did not. So I've heard about it.
I forget what it was written. It was something about the darkest, the night falls or something, and the dawn, you will be awakened. And it was Edelman with his head imposed on Batman's body, and Cam had his head imposed on Superman's body. So it was Superman and Batman walking together, which if I was Brian Hoyer or Jared Stidham, I'd be like, what the hell is this dude? Guess you think he's the starter, huh?
The quote is, "The night is darkest just before the dawn, and I promise you the dawn is coming. It is Superman and Batman. Cam is Superman. Edelman is Batman. And the moon is in the sky with a Patriots logo in the moon."
You ever see like Edelman stand next to Newton?
Or is that a spotlight? That's like the bat signal.
Oh, that's the bat signal.
Yeah, I thought, I'm like, wait. It's not the moon. It's a bat signal.
Why Cam Newton's arm so short?
But it's a Patriots bat signal.
Why is Superman's arm so short? You notice that? Look how short his arms are. Whoever drew that, just not anatomically sound.
You think his arms are short?
His arms look short.
Well, it's a Photoshop of Superman, so Superman's arms are short. Here we go. We're now going to send it to Foxborough. We hear from what I believe is the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots. It is Cam Newton. Here he is.
Cam, good to see you. At what level would you put your comfort in terms of running the offense right now?
I don't think that's for me, it's just trying to become comfortable each and every day. I think it's a work in progress. I'm going to take this mask off. I think it's a work in progress each and every day for me. Every day is a work day. Every day is another day to learn more. I think that's an ongoing process for me, so I don't necessarily have a specific number. It's more or less trying to manage this offense in a way that I can become comfortable. And every day is a new challenge.
Next question, Jim McBride, followed by Mike Giardi.
Cam, every player we've talked to so far, when they reference you, they talk about the energy you bring to practice. I'm wondering, as the quarterback, how important is that for you to bring that energy every day and kind of set the tone?
Listen, man, it's extremely important, especially for me as a person. And, you know, anybody who knows me know that it's all about a vibe that you have to set and you curate. And in essence, you know, we want to change that word vibe. It more or less becomes the standard. You know, walking into this locker room has been such a, you know, a good energy here that I just want to make sure that I do my part. And even though we may have a lackluster day offensively, you know, it's just my job as one of the default leaders at my position, you know, to make sure that everybody knows we have to become better. We have to make sure we hold each other accountable. And that's all I'm trying to do each and every day. So, you know, for me, no matter if it's coming up with a handshake, no matter if it's just jumping up and down, no matter if it's, you know, getting in somebody's face to tell them a joke, you know, those things may come off as me getting other people, you know, focused and ready, but more or less, it's just me holding myself accountable more than anything else, because I go by a code and stick to the code of, if you say something to somebody, you better make sure that you know you're holding yourself in check as well, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Next question, Mike Giardi, followed by Mark Daniels.
Cam, first things first, where can I get a hat like that?
Mashika.
That's nice. It's very nice. I'm not sure I could pull it off like you can, but
yes, you can. You can be scared to wear it now. It ain't gonna bite you.
I wanted to ask you, I've noticed several times here over the course of the last week or so, you pulling guys aside and working. Yesterday in particular, I think you and Muhammad didn't hook up in the back of the end zone. And like very next period, you guys pulled aside and you started to work on that. How valuable are those sessions? And what are you trying to get across?
Man, it's extremely valuable for me and my growth as this offense, you know, continues to go. You know, I'm just trying to take the lead of the guys that's been here before me, the Hoyers of the world, the Stidhams of the world. And, you know, I've seen that that's what they do. So if we have any type of question, I think the thing about this particular group that's so fascinating is as long as you keep pushing, they're going to keep accelerating, you know, being that, you know, even though we've been kind of low in the depth chart, for other positions, but that does not negate the willingness to get better outside of what they were supposed to do. Meaning, you know, with Muhammad and Jules and Doughboy, well, sorry, Nikhil, you know, everybody just have this mentality that, you know, we have reps that we can kind of steal away via special teams or anything. You know, we all are willing to do so. And I'm just, like I said, I'm just learning from the guys prior to me. You know, Hoyer's been a great, you know, visual for me to kind of look at, as well as Stidham. And I just wanted to, you know, do my part in knowing that it wasn't good enough in that past drill, so we got to make it good enough.
Thank you.
Next question, Mark Daniels, followed by Andrew Callahan.
Hope all is well, Cam. Tamir Bird was telling us that you've been giving teammates their own individual handshakes going back 2 days in Carolina. When did that start, and how do you come up with these handshakes for your teammates?
You know what? Everybody's different. You know, one handshake for one person, you know, kind of speaks to the relationship that you may have to that specific person. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I kind of, you know, bit off somebody else's swag. With LeBron, I seen LeBron years ago, you know, have different handshakes for every single person on the roster. And I was like, man, that's pretty cool. But as I began to do that, I started realizing how my relationship with that person, certain handshakes just morph just off of, you know, how you particularly know that person. So it's just been so fun. And obviously for the guys to get to know me and understand my energy level and knowing that, you know, it takes one time to do it and another time for not do it that somebody gonna say, hey, man, you know, don't forget my handshake. Nah. You know, so we all have indirect and direct ways to hold each other accountable.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.